Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's continue our tour of Wooden Avenue. We will jaywalk to the north side of Wooden Avenue after reaching the bridge. There really isn't much traffic, and so that's not a problem. The wagons, the buggies, the horsemen will slacken their speed, as everyone knows that a sign reads, $10 fine for driving over this bridge faster than a walk. Approaching the Chelan Hotel, there is Judge C.C. Campbell with a garden hose sprinkling the ground to settle the dust as the stage is due with passengers and mail. The Chelan Hotel, where guests are greeted by Judge and Mrs. Campbell in a spotless clean lobby which extends into the bedrooms. Mrs. Campbell supervises the preparation and serving of three hearty, nutritious meals a day. Across the street to the east is the Red Cross drugstore. The real estate office, occupied at different times by Richard Lord and M.M. Foote, and then the store where Mary Wood sold millinery and women's wear. Will Gurr had his jewelry store in the next building. There is another row of buildings, much like the ones just mentioned, then a hardware store under the ownership of Roy Smith, then vacant lots to the corner of Wooden Avenue and Emerson Street. Across Emerson Street is a frame building which was occupied by a saloon for several years, and then they erected a two-story brick building there. A saloon was downstairs and rented furnished rooms upstairs. Material for the next building, which housed several sleeping rooms and a restaurant, appeared to have been salvaged from some of the shacks that were erected on lots as part of the requirement in order to receive legal title from the government. In 1901 and 1903, very few shacks were left standing in the original Army government town site of Camp Chelan. The large livery stable in the middle of the block provided very necessary service in the growing community. Riding or driving horses with suitable equipment was available on a rental basis. Boarding was also available, and hitching racks filled the rest of the block to Sanders Street. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.